Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 4, The Appearance of Sri Narada, Text 33. Tam abhigyaya sahasa pratyutayagatam munihi pujayam asa vidivam naradam surapujitam tam abhigyaya sahasa pratyutaya gatam munihi pujayamasa vidivan naradam sura pujitam tam abhigyaya sahasa pratyuchaya gatam munihi pujayamasa vidivan naradam sura pujitam tam abhigyaya sahasa pratyuchaya gatam munihi pujayamasa vidivan naradam sura pujitam tam abhigyaya sahasa pratyutaya gatam munihi yamasa vidivam apurjitam tam abhigyaya sahasa pratyutaya gatam munihi Pujayamasa vidivam. Sasa. Yutaya gatamuni. Masa vidivam. Masa vidivam. Abhigyaya sasa yagatamuni sabidivam asarapujitam sasa yagatamuni asabidivam Asana-bhujitam. Tam-abhigyaya-sasa. Atitaya-gatamani. Yamasa-vidivam. Naradam-sura-bhujitam. Vaishnavis. Samabhigaya sasa Pratyuchaya gatamuni Yaya sanya vidivam Tam abhigaya seeing the good fortune of his, Narada's arrival. Sahasa, all of a sudden, Pratyutaya, getting up. Agatam, arrived at. Munihi, Vyasadeva. Pujayamasa, worship. Vidivat, with the same respect as offered to Vidhi, Brahma. Naradam, to Narada. Surapujitam, worship by the demigods. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. At the auspicious arrival of Sri Narada, Sri Vyasadeva got up respectfully and worshipped him, giving him veneration equal to that given to Brahmaji, the Creator. Purport. Vidhi means Brahma, the first created living being. He is the original student as well as professor of the Vedas. He learned it from Sri Krishna and taught Narada first. So Narada is the second acharya in the line of spiritual disciplic succession. He is the representative of Brahma, and therefore he is respected exactly like Brahma, the father of all vidhis, regulations. Similarly, all other successive disciples in the chain are also equally respected as representatives of the original spiritual master. Thus, in the Bhaktivedanta purports to the first canto, fourth chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Appearance of Sri Narada. So, it's a short purport, but each sentence is full of meaning. Vidhi means Brahma, the first created living being. So, we all have some relationship with Brahma, the first created living being. If we trace our ancestry back in time, eventually we come to Brahma. Because everything has come from him. From his mind come his mental sons, the great rishis. From his body came Swayambhuva Manu and his consort, who had sons and daughters. Some of the daughters were given in marriage to the great rishis. They generated beings called Prajapatis, generators of population, and they generated the bodies of the plants, the animals, and the human beings. So if you trace your ancestry back, you know, you have your father, he had his father, he had his father. Of course, modern scientists, they have the mistaken idea that if you trace your ancestry back, you'll come to some ape man and then some ape and monkey, which is not really true. In India, it's very common for people to know their gotra, which means their line of ancestry, family ancestry, going back to some original Prajapati, one of the great rishis. So you go to a temple in India and they ask you, the priest if they're going to perform some sacrifice for you, they'll ask you your gotra, your family, and it's like Gautam or Bhardaraj or one of the great original sages. So when ISKCON devotees from the West first started going to India, they asked Srila Prabhupada, what should we say our gotra is? He said, you can say Achyuta Gotra, you know, Krishna. Because ultimately, you know, Brahma, he's coming from Krishna, and from the Prajapati's coming from Brahma. But the point is, if we trace our biological ancestry back in time, eventually we come to Brahma, the first created being in the universe. And then he's also the original spiritual master, in a sense, especially in our line, the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. So if we trace our spiritual ancestry back through time, back through Srila Prabhupada to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and so on, back in time, eventually we come again to Brahma. And then we also have a history of reincarnation in this world. You know, we take on different forms. So we may have been in this material universe for millions and millions and millions of years, you know, taking on one form of life after another, until we finally get the human form of life. But it's, you know, in the ninth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada makes an interesting statement. He said, when the soul first comes to the material world, he gets a birth as a Brahma and then works his way down from there. So, yeah, we have some connection with Brahma in all these different ways through our biological ancestry, our spiritual ancestry, and maybe even our reincarnation history. So, the second sentence of the purport, speaking about Brahma, he is the original student as well as professor of the Vedas. Tene Brahma Hridaya Adikavye. In the first verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it stated that Krishna gave Brahma the Vedic knowledge within the heart at the beginning of creation. And also in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Srila Prabhupada very nicely, you know, describes how in the beginning of creation, Brahma was sitting alone on the lotus flower that was coming from the navel of the Garbhadakshai Vishnu at the beginning of creation. And, you know, he was wondering what his purpose was, where he was, what he was supposed to do, what his identity was. And he heard this sound, ta-pa, perform austerities. So he performed austerities for a long, long time. And then it said he heard the sound of Krishna's flute. Srila Prabhupada describes this in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. And the sound of Krishna's flute entered his ears, the mantra, Om. And from that one syllable expanded all the Vedic knowledge by Krishna's grace in his heart. And then the sound that emerged from his mouth at that time, Srila Prabhupada said, it was the Gayatri mantra, which the followers of Brahma in the disciplic succession chant to this day. He heard the Vedic knowledge from Krishna. So he was the original student, but he also became a professor, a teacher of the Vedic knowledge. So we're also in that same position. You know, Srila Prabhupada explains in his teachings that the student, the disciple, who hears and follows properly the instructions coming from the spiritual master, in turn becomes a spiritual master. It's Lord Chaitanya's order, Amara Agyaya Guruhana Tara A Desh. So we're all of us in the Krishna consciousness movement, some type of guru. Of course, the original guru, Srila Prabhupada says many times, is Krishna. Krishna is the Chaitya guru within the heart, and externally he reveals himself as the three kinds of gurus: the Vartma Pradarshika guru, the guru who first shows one the way to Krishna consciousness, the Shiksha guru, or instructing guru, and then the initiating guru, or Diksha guru. So anyone who is trying to lead people to the path of Krishna consciousness, as we all are, can become the Vartma Pradarshika guru of someone. You know, the person who first leads us to the path of devotional service. And then we receive instruction from so many personalities. Of course, sometimes this relationship can become formalized. But in one sense, we're all doing that. We're offering people what we know and what we've realized in terms of Krishna consciousness. So the student becomes the professor. And to be a professor, you have to be a good student first. So the next sentence, he learned it from Sri Krishna and taught Narada first. So Narada is the second acharya in the line of spiritual disciplic succession. So sometimes Srila Prabhupada expresses it like that, you know, that Brahma is the first spiritual master in our line and Narada is the second. But sometimes he says, many times he says, Krishna is the original spiritual master in our line. Like Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, Imam vivasvate yogam proktavanaham avyayam vivasvan manave praha manarik shrakave bravit. You know, first I spoke the knowledge of the Bhagavad Gita to Vivasvan, who spoke it to his son Swayambhuva Manu, who in turn spoke it to King Ikshvaku. So many times, you know, Srila Prabhupada says that Krishna is the original spiritual master. And in the Vedic knowledge, the importance of accepting a spiritual master is stressed. Acharyavan Purusho Veda. It's stated in the Chandogya Upanishad. Srila Prabhupada often quoted that verse. Acharyavan, one who has a spiritual master, Purusho, person. The person who has a spiritual master, Veda, knows the import of the Vedic literature. So Acharyavan Purusho Veda once Srila Prabhupada was having a conversation with a poet named Desmond O'Grady. It's in 1974. And they were talking about knowledge. And how do you get knowledge? How do you understand who am I? Where am I? Where am I going? What should I be doing? What's the ultimate goal in life? And Srila Prabhupada explained to Desmond O'Grady, you have to get such knowledge from bona fide spiritual master, from somebody who knows. Tadvidi pranipatena prayaprashnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tatvadarshanaha. As Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, you have to surrender to the bona fide spiritual master who actually knows. And Desmond O'Grady said, well, how do you know who's bona fide spiritual master? And this is 1974, so he told Srila Prabhupada, he said, well, what if somebody told you that Richard Nixon is the bona fide spiritual master? Today you could say, what if somebody told you that Donald Trump was the bona fide spiritual master? And Srila Prabhupada explained to him, no. You know, there's, one can't just declare oneself to be a spiritual master. One has to be part of the disciplic succession. Evam parampara praptam, Lord Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, one has to be properly situated in the disciplic succession. And ultimately, that comes from Krishna. Krishna is the original spiritual master. So ultimately, the spiritual master has to be the representative of God, repeating the teachings that come from God. So Desmond O'Grady then said, well, yeah, my father, you know, he's 70 years old. He's an old man, but he doubts all these things. And he tells me, yeah, all you guys say, you have to take knowledge from God. You know, all you priests and saints say you have to take knowledge from God, but I want to know who instructed God. That's who I want to get knowledge from. And Desmond O'Grady said, I don't know how to reply to him. I've got no answer for that. And Srila Prabhupada said to this poet, Desmond O'Grady, he said, first of all, we have to understand what is God. Then we can talk about who may have instructed God. So, first of all, we have to define what God is, Srila Prabhupada said. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, God is defined. Jadmadyasya yataha. God is he who from everything comes, including all knowledge. And also it's stated in that first verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Anvayas itaras chartesh abhigya swarat. So abhigya means God knows everything. He's full of all knowledge. And swarat means he's independent. That means he doesn't depend upon anybody else. So Srila Prabhupada explained, if God has to take knowledge from somebody else, then he's not God. your so-called candidate for being God isn't God. So that was Srila Prabhupada's answer to that question. So the next line of the purport, speaking about Narada Muni, Srila Prabhupada says, he is the representative of Brahma, and therefore he is respected exactly like Brahma, the father of all vidhis, regulations. So sometimes Srila Prabhupada explains that the spiritual master is the representative of Krishna, the representative of God, and therefore he's treated with the same respect. That's why we're offering artik, to Srila Prabhupada every morning, and we chant the Gurvashtakam prayers, where it said, yes, because he's the most confidential representative of Krishna, he's given the same level of respect. So it's stated here that Brahma is the father of all vidhis, regulations. So regulation is very important in the practice of devotional service, vidhis. In his Nectar of Devotion, the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami says, Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatra Vidhim Vina Ahaktiki Hare Bhaktir Upatyaiva Kalpate. The vidhis, the instructions and regulative principles that are given in the different shastras, the different scriptures, like the Puranas and the Vedanta Sutra and so on and so forth, the Upanishads, and the Pancharatra literature. This is very important, because if we don't follow these vidhis or instructions, then there's disturbance created in the process of devotional service. So the final sentence, similarly, all other successive disciples in the chain are equally respected as representatives of the original spiritual master. So I'll stop there. Any questions or comments? Satchidanoy Prabhu.
Of gurus fail to come to the standard. They try to create a philosophy or understanding that there's no more gurus in the future. Would that be considered like a violence or a disservice to Srila Prabhupada, in your opinion?
Yes, but in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna does say that at certain times the science is lost. Evam parampara praptam imam rajarshayo vidu sakalena mata yoga nashta parantapa. The disciplic succession is there, and the saintly kings understood this knowledge in that way, coming down through this disciplic succession. But he said sometimes by the force of time, kalena mahata, yoga nashta, the yoga, the science of bhakti yoga, the connection, the link with God, is lost. And, you know, sometimes that happens. You know, after Lord Chaitanya's appearance, you know, things went on very nicely for some time, but then gradually things began to deteriorate somewhat. And a great acharya, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, came and appeared and restored things. So Krishna guarantees that he'll restore the knowledge and the disciplic succession, like he told Arjuna, and I'm going to start it again with you. So, yes, we to get back to your original question, although yes, you know, things can deteriorate, but they can also be renewed and revived. And Krishna will never let the disciplic chain completely disappear. So it's not just a question of not having faith in Srila Prabhupada. It's not having ultimate faith in Krishna either. But Srila Prabhupada is warning here, you know, that, you know, we have to follow, you know, the teachings of the previous acharya, and then we can become good. Although we're originally in the position of student, we can become good professors of the science of Krishna consciousness. Anything else? Adi Karta? Prabhu?
I think there's a slight problem in ISKCON sometimes because, you know, the different types of gurus, they're not really... I mean, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it says the guru is considered, should be considered equal. One who sees the difference between the gurus is an offender. So I think sometimes, you know, the Pradashika guru is not really sort of, you know, the initiating guru may be given the position of God, but the other gurus, oftentimes, you know, they're just... Oh, you know, that person introduced me to it or something. You know, it's been a problem like that for a while. I think it's still there to some degree.
We can
anyway,
always
that's just
improve.
A comment. Huh?
We can always improve in respecting our different gurus.
The other thing is I was going to say, I've heard that the Vedas came from Garuda's flapping of his wings. Do you know about that?
I can't quote the exact verse, but I recall reading somewhere in Srila Prabhupada's purports that the Sama Veda, the hymns of the Sama Veda, come from the flapping of the wings of Garuda. But ultimately in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it's stated that in the beginning, all these different literatures come from Brahma.
Which brings another question. This is a conundrum, because if we were Brahma and we fell down, and Brahma is the original spiritual master, does that mean Brahma falls down, or is the Brahma that, you know, the Brahma in our universe, is he infallible? He never falls down? Well, we know he fell down one time, but, you know, how do we see that?
Well, if nobody's qualified, Krishna will take the position himself that's stated. But it's that statement in the ninth canto is a very mysterious statement, but it is there, and Srila Prabhupada doesn't comment any further on it, as far as I know, that the first birth one takes in the material world is as a Brahma. Okay, final comment by Arjita.
Hi, Prabhu. Thank you for a very nice presentation, as usual. We jumped around to a lot of different points here, but it would be nice to go back to the very first thing that you brought up about, you know, the different types of guru and how some are respected and some are not. But everything is not equal. The Bhartma Pradaksha guru is one who points the way to you, but that person can actually be fallen. We've seen that so many times. A son will become a devotee of sorts, maybe not even yet initiated. He'll introduce his parents to Krishna consciousness. Then the parents become serious devotees and the son falls away. And, you know, so the Bhartma Pradaksha guru is not necessarily going to stay on a respectable platform. It varies. It varies. So, yes, in general, as devotees, we should respect everyone. Rupa Goswami says that. As soon as somebody's chanting Hare Krishna, give them respect. You may not be able to associate with them, so you give them respect from a distance. As soon as they become initiated, then you should pay your respects to them, etc. So, in general, we want to respect everyone. But one has to be respectable. So one can actually be I've seen so many cases where somebody introduces someone to Krishna consciousness. Sometimes it's a proper disciple who introduces somebody, and then that proper disciple falls down and gets into drugs and whatnot, and the person they introduced goes on to become a much better devotee than they ever were. You know, it's a mixed bag, so you can't just say to demand that because somebody's a Bhartma Pradarshika guru, they have to get the same respect as the person's initiating guru or other siksha gurus. It's a mixed bag. You have to deal with each case individually.
Okay, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Bhagavad Gita, Krishna's explaining the cyclic succession, which is very common.